Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our subject today is the kingdom system. The kingdom system. Matthew chapter 13 verse 47 says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet. That was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind. Please underline the word net. And then underline, gathered some of every kind. Which when it was full, they drew to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away.
Mercy. Ah, one would go as a weir, and I'm not who run there by you know. Omo de papa no go a pam pamu, and an yanyan womu to go ye.
So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth, separate the wicked from the just.
Na sana we are yanum ranabaso, on yamia for baba be ye a papa no gunchain, now they are bonny for no so a good time.
Please underline the good and the bad, and then the wicked and the just.
Was it chassi, was it papa no bonny, one more mutrimo, they no more mudia ten.
And cast them into the furnace of fire, there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Now, what
Jesus said to them, have you understood all these things?
Now, yes, you be so. They
said to him, yes, Lord.
Then
he said to them, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old.
Now, what see what treasure phobia ra? Ah, what to say what treasure phobia? When you ma uko ni fear, uhu ni oma dada eni eni oma fufro.
This is the last of seven parables of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 13.
Now, when you abakwa sema o Matthew sempati dumi ensane ni echato.
We have been extracting some kingdom truths hidden in these parables. The Bible says that it is the glory of God to hide a matter, but it is the honor of kings to search it out or extract what God has hidden. These kingdom truths in the parables are designed to transform you from being a theorist or a scribe.
Nasa ahiniamu enchere eyade a edane wafi obi a wonni masem ne keke.
You know, a scribe is somebody who was copying the Old Testament. He was just a writer and he was a theoretical person. But when you learn these truths from the seven parables of the kingdom, it transforms you from being a theorist to being a prolific practitioner whose things are practically relevant to the world outside your home or your boundaries.
Hallelujah. Na se wote sa abakwa sami asia na hini nshisha ena asia. Onyakupo ni trimpo ni se wu nyobia wini masamine keke. Na mamu yobia asamna ya hini asamino. E wu umua wudi ye jumankasa.
So we have to transition from knowing the word of God to making the word of God flesh, to making the word of God real, so that when we look at you, we can see, this is the word of God. This is the fulfillment of the word of God. Because it is practicalized in your life.
Hallelujah. And uti ye wase ye njini fi mpempen sobia, ye beka se ye nimo nyamia samne keke, ye ye onyamia samna chua chua fo, ni akodun mpempen sobia, se ye shwa ye hwa ye bengu se wonyamia samna aya honame ti ye mu, ye tumikinkan ya brabo.
I believe that you will agree with me that we need practitioners of the word of God, not theorists.
Yes. Now you be here one more. One day assembly here, Jumake.
Today I extract for you three kingdom truths that Jesus wants to equip our lives with.
And then onyakopo ahinie num nsam nokra miensa na me pese ye hu a wonyame Yesu Kristo na nkasa pese ye nya e wo ya brabom.
The first truth I want to discuss with you is that the kingdom of God is a net.
Na de de kan ni se onyakopo ahinie na ya sew.
In the parable Matthew 13 verse 47, the Bible says that again the kingdom of heaven is like a net.
Now I say when yankopo ahinie ne ti se asew.
Net is spelled N-E-T.
Net ya yade chi na mi net.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A net is a carefully deliberately woven and intertwined system.
Sure. Brafu eduo. Wase asawi eya homa bia onipa dasani atena se adwene asusu akika kika abom ejija kwan kakra wom nanso owi ani nyina no ebom.
If you look at a net, you see that it is a masterpiece, it's a masterful work.
Se wo hye asawa wotimu se ne a wotena se nwene no oto ne bo no yeye,
because it is done orderly.
Esanse wo omo ye no nindi suo pepepe.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to teach us today
that
the kingdom of God
is
not just a place.
It's
not just a position.
It
is a net. It is an orderly arrangement. It is a system. It's an integrated system. When we say something is a system, it means that the thing links to others. You can't have a system if one doesn't link up to another one. Because there are linkages, they are intertwined, we call it a deliberate arrangement or a system.
Na se yakase yen sise ya e che se ya de ya to ya bodi ato na ba ku due ba ku wie ba ku se wo pese wo ye kube anwa wo hi obi obebo kube na wa pai na wa ye kube no na wo de ako obi obegwe obi obenoa na wa sesa anwa na fi ano sa na wo nyame ahini sise ne tie e fi ba ku su di ba ku su di ba ku su.
They are inseparable. The kingdom of God, kingdom living, kingdom life is an inseparable, intertwined life that you must live on this earth.
When you come here, you need to move yourself. No, I am yourself. Want to be here, be now, want to be film. Want to be Bobby Brown, want to be film. Nini na? I kikam bom atu atu.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the prayers we have to pray is that Lord, let me understand your kingdom arrangement. Let me understand your kingdom system. Let me understand this net that you have intertwined, and the Bible says that you have put into the world.
Na bon pa bo a wosa wo boni se urade bo ame na mentu menti sa hinie shishe yase sa hinie ya wosisha wo dia to wiya yase mu ma menti ase.
I pray that for you in the name of Jesus.
I receive it. Obosam pa ya ne de ma.
You know, there are two main aspects of life. We have got the secular and the spiritual.
Na brabo aye bo ye wo mu mienu ye wo de nipa kan ebo ene ye wo susumu abrabo.
We have got the supernatural and the natural.
Ye wo de ade ani wo hu ene de aye tire niwa.
We have got you being a priest and you being a king.
Na sara so na wo onyame hu se wo ye wo sofo ne wo hene.
I want you to understand that it is religion that separates one aspect of your life from the
other.
Example, separating your spiritual life from your secular life. It is religion that approves an aspect of your life, say your spiritual life, as being of God. And then it will demonize and bastardize another aspect of your life, say your natural life or your secular life, as being not of God. It is religion that tells us that God is interested in your spiritual life and what you do for him and what you do for his church, and he has no interest or he has little interest in what you do for society and humanity. But the kingdom of God, ladies and gentlemen, is a net. It's an intertwined system that links up your spiritual life and your secular lives and make them one and inseparable.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I came to talk to you about something that you may not be very comfortable with, but which is the truth of the kingdom of God. If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 25, let's go there. You understand the spirit of Jesus Christ or what Jesus was trying to teach over there. In Matthew chapter 25 verse 31, the Bible shows us that Jesus is very interested in our natural life. Not just in our spiritual life. Of course, we know that he is interested in our spiritual life. But the problem is that we have castigated and bastardized our secular life as not being born of God. Jesus Christ said that when the Son of Man comes, in his glory, he will sit on his throne. And nations shall be gathered before him. And he will separate them into sheep and goats. Place them at his right hand and at his left hand. Verse 34, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of this world.
I want you to
note that it's talking about the kingdom, our inheriting the kingdom of God. He gives the reason, the basis on which he is going to give us the kingdom. He says, because, verse 35, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is saying that God is interested in you giving food to the hungry. Not only your spiritual ministry. Not only what you do for him in the church of God. But what you do for him, what we will call in our secular life. He says that you are going to inherit the kingdom based upon what you do for the least of his brethren with a spiritual motive. I was hungry and you fed me. This is not talking about spiritual hunger. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. He didn't say, I was thirsty and you laid your hands on me. He didn't say, I was hungry and you anointed me. Of course, we know that laying your hands and being anointed, anointing people is something God is interested in. But I'm trying to show you that it is not the only thing God is interested in. Said, I was a stranger and you took me in.
Was it not me?
Because of that, you are going to inherit the kingdom I have prepared from the foundation of the world. He went on to say some three other things. That I was naked and you gave me clothing. I know some of you who are very, very spiritual, more spiritual than God himself, will say that it is spiritual nakedness and it is giving them the clothing of righteousness.
Now, I'm saying you move your heart, you soon sum no. You soon sum and see when you're mena wobo soon sum no. You're training no sum. And it's the way I do by yourself. When you're me boy, I'm my training attire, say, will be another deja. Hey,
we'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I was sick.
And
you visited
me.
Do you notice that he didn't say I was sick and you prayed? You fasted and prayed for me to be well. When somebody is sick and you fast and pray for him to be well, you have done well. It is recognized by God. It will be rewarded by God. But God doesn't mention that. He is trying to teach us something. That what you do naturally, I have interest in it. And it is going to impact whether you are going to inherit a kingdom, whether you are going to enjoy kingdom life or not. Jesus is trying to say that your secular life, what we call our natural life, like giving physical things to people, if we do it because of a spiritual motive that we are doing it to the least of his brethren, he says that it is going to score us. He is interested in what we do naturally.
So when you are now to come on pay a man or a year when you are here who are better. Now when you are watching, and say, so what be yaria? Now say, what to an among yes, said the andada ya yawokos ran away, yarasabia, yamuamano, and I will be here at the Bible, no said the wakano, minyanumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumumum otro.
Verse 37. Then the righteous, please underline the righteous. Is the righteous talking about you? Who are clothed with the righteousness of God? Yes, it is talking about you. The righteous is going to answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and then we fed you?
Now was a training for baby says Rade. I'm rebellion who send a com de wayama with your nidi.
You see, the righteous are surprised because they thought that they just did a physical thing to a physical, like giving physical food. If it is spiritual, the righteous would not have answered this way.
Now
the righteous was surprised because even the physical water that we gave out, even the prisoners that we went to visit physically, that you have interest in that, and it is going to impact our kingdom life.
Now, a trainer for you besides, Erade, Emery Ben, now come the way, Yama, Wadiani, and I saw you, maybe your tea and China, Waka, sir, a comedy, and I, your toy, a mobile, come on, and sir, Radin, our Kai, and down on I say, a cross prison for, now your sister, Dianini, Yoma, Bebreka, Erade, Sana, no Suna, Wakai, and not to know, Erade, my young, who say, a dada, brabo, no man, Kakanka, Krana, Yano, and no Suswakai.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you, if you are looking for the kingdom of God, if you believe that you will go into the heavenly kingdom one day, he is trying to teach us a kingdom arrangement. The arrangement is that your spiritual life and your secular life, they are intertwined. So don't think that God doesn't have any interest in
the things that you do, what we will call secular work, God is going to recognize and reward secular work that we do to the least of his brethren.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Now, amen. Kan who say adia biara wo ye wo wiase mu se wo ye adia ma obi ana wo bua wo bi no enya de onyame beto agu wo ahene anum no obekan saa nyoma no so aka ho bi.
I believe that the least of his brethren is talking about unbelievers.
Na me jidi se se wo ka se o enkuma na o ka sa fa anya ni fo. Wow.
Sinners.
Adeboye fo.
They are the least.
Wo mo na wo mo da fam kra.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Mm.
I came to tell you something.
Me baba can't be betrayed.
That beware of your life. Don't think that God is interested in the worship that you lead or the singing that you do, and then outside your finances, he has no interest in it. He has no interest in your secular work. No, it is not so.
Man, your word just said, "Who be sorry? Who be turn to my radio bomb? Pay and cut on and yamish." Name on that journey, ni said the way we see kasam. Said the way we ni pedi abo ubra wo uyasimo. Nyame osheni na.
God's kingdom recognizes the natural things that we do.
Na niyada yadi abra boy yano. Onyamia hini yano osheni so.
With a spiritual kingdom motive.
Wabra wo yasa dada adiano. Wabra wo yano osunsun papa ajene so.
If you understand this, you know. Waste your life. If you understand it, you'll be so prolific. You'll be pouring out of your inside things old and new.
Yeah.
You'll be a practitioner, Hallelujah. A practical Hallelujah. Person Hallelujah. In this life.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ said that you are the light of the world, and let your light shine before the world, before men. Our light is shining only in church.
Merci.
But he's saying to us that let your light or your works, what you do, let it shine, not just your contribution to the church, but your contribution to your society and to your community. Let it also shine. It doesn't mean don't contribute to the church. He is trying to make us prolific. He is trying to make us practical.
Hallelujah.
He is trying to make us relevant,
Hallelujah.
Both to our old generation and the new generation. He is trying to give us an understanding that this thing that you have separated and you say, this one, I'm just doing it, keke. And the one that are scoring the marks are the things that we will say, the religious person will say, belongs to the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you that beware of your life. Beware of the way you take care of your relatives.
Preach.
Because if you deny them, you may be a wonderful pastor, anointed. But if you deny them, if you do not take care of your wife, if you do not take care of your household, you are going to run yourself into trouble. You think that, well, my ministry life is different from my personal life. It is not so. In the kingdom arrangement, the kingdom is a net that was cast into the world.
Hallelujah! Wasi, abrabona ya bonu mema wajiri nya wuse yesusu ma brabon kuto. Abrabona ya boni ya dada brabo kahubio. Se wanyami wabano wabetena hini ena mayaya. Dia wade wabrabo ye ye. Webus enibi here school fees na wobu ano. A comedy wobi na woman ediani diye. Obi yari na wunam na wukoto para. Na unusu to para wa drugstore. Na nisi kansu. Na wobu woni ana wunim nusu obeto adraya no ho. Nini na wanyami show. Emra wuwa ufie. Na washa wiri ye. Washa wukunu ye. Washa wuma ye. Anusi ye ejuma wanyami shenibi. Mama wajen ya wuse. Ya jia for a body wa sondem. O bompa ye gusu dia ba enu kuto na nyame hyeda bi dia wo ye biara wasase so eka ho usunsum ne wo honam adwuma bom ene nyame dia hinia ne ba ma ho ene timoma ye hyeda ye dia brabo ye pa ma ye hye ne sunsum keke honam dia so ka ho bi. Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 19 verse 21 that if you want to lay up treasures in the heavenly kingdom, give to the poor. He didn't say give to the man of God. If you give to the man of God and you give to the church, I am a pastor, I want that. Do you understand?
Yes.
I am not castigating that.
Yes.
I'm not saying God doesn't recognize that.
Yes.
But that is not the only way of laying up treasures
yes.
in the heavenly kingdom.
Now me catch that will say, hey, yeah, na do babia. Ya dunya ya say. When you're many power, Kosra Nukuton, I wish I were bad, there was Rahimanum. Eh, here, nay, The
list of his brethren. Your neighbor that is staying by you. How do you relate with your neighbor? That man who is wounded, on the road to Jericho. Do you leave him and say, "Well, I'm a priest, I have to come to church"?
Mercy. Na sawo nia na wo pra na wo da Jerusalem kwan so no. E wo sa wo ka chance papa da habre. Me ya so for me ko preachi aba. Hey.
Jesus is trying to tell us.
Yesu e ka kire yesa.
That the kingdom of heaven is a system.
O ka che so nyankopon hinie na ya nhyehye.
It's a net.
E ya e saw.
It's an intertwined arrangement. Let no man of God separate it. Because of their own interest. Let us preach it. God will cause all of our needs to be met.
Hallelujah. Onyame bama yehia die nyina wa shama ye.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.